Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at HRNradio.com.
This is Spirit Talk Live, Journeys into Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It is a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and for rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith, because here on Spirit Talk Live, nothing is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. I'm delighted, as always, to remind you of the publication of my newest book, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine. It's radical, revolutionary theology about who is God, who is the real, total, complete, whole God. And you can find out more about this book at the website www.godisanochi.com. And there you'll find a little 7-minute video where I explain the ideas and the concepts of the book. And you will be able there to listen to all the chants that are part of the book. You can listen to them, as we used to say in the old South Side of Chicago, free for nothing. Or if you wish to buy a hard copy CD, you can do that as well. It is revolutionary and radical theology. And my sense is that if everyone in the world would read this book, they would understand the notion of one God, one world, one people, and oneness consciousness, which would bring us all together. So please, please do take a look at that book. This is the last day of Hanukkah. We lit the 8th candle last night. This is the last day of Hanukkah. So to all our Jewish friends and listeners, we wish you a very, very happy Hanukkah as the holiday comes to its end. And, of course, Christmas is coming. So to all our Christian brothers and sisters, we wish you a very blessed and a happy Christmas. And to all of us, as the secular new year arrives, a very happy new year. It should be a year of joy and love and self-satisfaction at the deepest, deepest levels. Today also on the Jewish calendar is what is called the Yahrzeit, the anniversary of the death, according to the Hebrew calendar, of my dear mother, Roberta Frank Dossick. Now, some of you who have been listening to this program for a very, very long time know that my mother was a guest on this program a number of times. She was a very articulate, usually for her birthday in November. It was her annual birthday message. And she's a very articulate woman, a very early feminist, both a secular feminist and a Jewish feminist, and railed against her role as a wife and mother of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, because she always thought that if the world had opened more, she could have done much more in the world, and she probably was right. And nevertheless, she was a great wife, a great mother, most embarrassingly to me, president of the grammar school and the high school PTAs. She was also president of the Women's Auxiliary of the Jewish War Veterans, very active in our synagogue. And what we used to lovingly call a militant rationalist. She didn't believe any of these things that we talk about in the world of the spirit. And so whenever, after each show, I would often speak to her for what we jokingly said, the New York Times review of the show, how I did, what was discussed. And every time that my wife Ellen was on, she would say to me, "Well, you know, I love Ellen so much, and you know, she speaks so well, and she's so bright, and she knows so much, but you know, I don't believe any of it." So it turns out that we have Ellen on the program today to tell us what's going on in the world of spirits and the world of our cosmos right now. And so we dedicate this show to my mother's memory, to Roberta Frank Dossick, her memory. And now when she's on the other side, my guess is that she knows that we were right all this time. So, Ma, if you're up there listening, you know what the world of the spirit is really about. So, as I indicated, my guest today is my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. she is the what we call in Jewish life is the Rebbetzin, the wife of the rabbi, and therefore beloved and adored by our community, where she also directs our High Holiday Choir. And much more importantly, she is the world master practitioner and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery. And she is the channel author of the monthly internet publication called The Cosmic Times Spiritual News You Can Use. Ellen comes on the program once every 4, 5, 6 months to summarize for us what's going on in the world of spirit, spiritually and energetically in our world and in our cosmos. And so much is going on that we're very glad to have her here today. You can find out about Ellen and her work, and you can subscribe, actually, to the Cosmic Times at the website www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. There you can find out about Ellen, her work. You can know about Soul Memory Discovery and how it can help you in your own life. You can sign up for some of her classes, and you can become a subscriber to the Cosmic Times. So much has been going on in our world. It's a crazy world out there, isn't it? So to help give us some perspective and some answers, perhaps, to what is happening and what's going on, I'm very happy to welcome to the program, as we often do, our most frequent and our most popular guest, my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman-Dossick. Ellen, hi, good morning.
Good morning, thank you.
How are you doing?
Wonderful introduction. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Well, I'm good, too. It's, you know, we live in the same house. We hardly see each other. We both work so much. So, Ellen, here it is. We're having a very hard time. The world seems to be collapsing right around us. Natural disasters here in California, the fires have been just utterly devastating. And in Florida, the hurricanes and the floods and the earthquakes and the human atrocities, the senseless crimes and violence and the mass murders. Since you were on the program last time, we've had Las Vegas and other murders. And the geopolitical atmosphere is very, very frightening. We have nuclear swords, nuclear weapons being brandished, and we're feeling very exposed, we're feeling very fragile, we're feeling disoriented and disconnected and vulnerable and clumsy. Our anchors, our identities are being shaken and destroyed. So first of all, tell us, what's going on? And second of all, help, save us!
Indeed.
Ellen Kaufman-Dossick.
Indeed, our foundations, anything that we deem foundational for ourselves is being washed away or burned away or destroyed. The whole world is being upended. It's as though we are all living in the middle of a giant hurricane and everything is flying around. And we are absolutely disoriented and confused. You know, people can't follow conversations, they can't remember anything, we can't remember, you know, really where our heads are at if they weren't attached to our bodies. And all of this is, all of this disorientation is about a brand new world coming to be in front of us. And so it's a terrible thing to say this is all good, but of course everything is of the divine, and the divine is perfect. So at some level, in spite of our discomfort and our confusion and our lots of pain and anxiety, we know that this too, this becoming is perfect. And what's happening? Way back several months ago, way back, it seems like 25 years ago, several months ago, we were told in no uncertain terms that it was time to open our hearts, that we really had to do the hard work of cracking our hearts open and just letting the love flow. And guidance told us that doing this would be the hardest thing we will ever have done or will ever do. You know, we are hardwired to watch for danger and betrayal, and we've developed these tools that we really use as weapons to protect ourselves, tools of discernment and farsightedness and things like that, all to protect us, because we've been schooled that this is a dangerous world, and it's really, really dangerous to make ourselves absolutely vulnerable and put down all of our defenses and all of our weapons and just open our hearts and love. And they likened it to a new chick pecking its way out of its shell. That you know, the chick has no choice. If it stays in its shell one moment longer, it will die. But as it uses every bit of energy it has to peck itself out of its shell, it really doesn't know whether it will survive. And that's what it's like to fall in love, to be in love, to crack open our hearts and let the love flow. It's a hard thing to let go of our armor and take down our shells and peck our way through, because to do that is to expose ourselves and be really defenseless. And they said the only thing that allows that chick to do that is a knowing that it will die if it doesn't, and a faith that something lies outside of the shell. And they said, you know, we as human beings have been developing our sense of faith, our capacity to hold on tight to the divine. That's what their definition of faith is, to hold on tight to the divine. And you would think that holding on to the divine is an easy thing, but the divine is such an immensity that when we hold on to the divine, basically, we disappear into that immensity. And so faith, having faith, is like an agreement to disappear, to be disappeared, to die to our small selves in the hope that a larger self with a capital S will emerge out of that wreckage. And that's what it's like to let go of our armoring and take down the shells around our hearts and just love. That to do that means to die to who we are in order that a larger self may emerge. And that takes a lot of faith and a lot of hope. It's a very scary thing. And the question is, why? Why do we need to do this? Why is it such an imperative right now that we just open and love? And here's why the world is so crazy. You know, forever we have had this notion that God is on high. You know, we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, right? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And, you know, we've had this notion that God is on high, that heaven is up and earth is down and hell is lower, and that if we're very, 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 very good, someday we will rise to join the divine in some place above us in heaven. But what's happening now, the reason for all these hurricanes and the reason we can't really tell the difference between up and down right now, we don't know what's up, literally, we don't know what's up, is because heaven is beginning to land on earth. And that's a massive reorientation. And imagine if God isn't on heaven, in heaven. Imagine if God is landing with heaven on earth. And so to begin to reorient ourselves, we need to go back to a very, very ancient story. So,
as Ellen is about to tell us that story, let me indicate that we are together in studio today with which means that we have an open phone line. So if you would like to talk to us, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment about something right now on this program, give us a call at 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. Jay will answer and connect us. He'll put you on the air with your question or comment for Ellen or for me. So we invite you to be part of this program today. Now Ellen continues with the story.
So this is a once upon a time story. So in the beginning. Earth was in fifth dimensional oneness consciousness. And there weren't two trees. There was one tree sitting in the middle of the Garden of Eden. It was the one tree of life and knowledge. And
knowledge of good and evil.
Absolutely.
Sure. We often make that mistake. No?
It's part of the story that comes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, that's okay.
See, I just bring my rabbinic training to this thing. She brings her deep, deep spirit.
It's all the same. There's no separation. And that's the point. In the Garden of Eden, there's no separation. There's just abundance and prosperity and oneness and everyone and everything understands that everyone and everything is an expression of the divine. And human beings were innocents. Complete innocence, meaning that we had no consciousness. We were really unconscious. We were simply innocent. And in order that we could develop consciousness, the decision was made on much, much larger levels that we needed to move from the fifth dimensional oneness consciousness into a place of experience of good and evil. And in that way, we would develop consciousness, and we would become then the co-creative partners with the divine that the divine originally intended us for. And so Earth fell from fifth-dimensional oneness consciousness to 3D, a much denser vibration in which separation is possible. If human beings are to have the free will to choose separation, then the whole Anochi, full source, cannot be walking around on this earth plane, because as soon as the full source, the united divine masculine and divine feminine are here together on this earth plane, it is immediately oneness consciousness. It has immediately reverted to fifth dimensional oneness consciousness. And so in order for the 3D experience to take place, full source had to remove full source itself from this earth plane. And full source left the Garden of Eden, and earth fell, that's the fall from grace that the theologians talk about, fell from fifth-dimensional oneness consciousness to 3D, to the third-dimensional experience, in which there can be consciousness of good and evil. And when that happened, the Shekhinah, the divine feminine, couldn't tolerate the notion that humankind would be completely alone without any divine presence. And with great grief and heartbreak, she separated herself from the divine masculine in order to join humankind on earth. And so we had a separation in which the divine masculine was left in heaven, separate from earth, and the divine feminine remained with humankind on earth, and the earth plane became the material realm, the realm of matter, or the Latin mater, meaning mother, the mother world, separate from the father world, which became heaven.
And when we return from these messages, we'll find out from Ellen Kaufman-Dossick what this separation has meant, and if we are on the brink of the reconnection of the separation that has plagued us for all these millennia, for the history and the herstory of the world. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. This is my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, world master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy, soul memory discovery, and author channel of the internet publication, The Cosmic Times. We'll be back with Ellen right after these messages. This is Spirit Talk Live. Come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. We're back. We're here today with my holy wife, the Holy Rebbetzin Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the internet publication The Cosmic Times. You can find out more about Ellen at the website www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. That's S-O-U-L, Soul Memory Discovery. There you can see all about Ellen's work. If you're interested in a session with Ellen for yourself, you can find out how to get her to do a session with you, or you can look at the list of facilitators literally all over the world who have been trained here in San Diego by Ellen and who have gone off to back to their home communities in their home countries to do the soul memory discovery process. And you can also sign up and become a subscriber to the Cosmic Times, which Ellen is summarizing for us here on Spirit Talk Live today. She comes on the program every 4, 5, 6 months to tell us what's going on in the world. So she's in the midst of the story about the history and the herstory of the world, and we heard about the separation that has taken place, that took place long, long ago. And now she continues with the story. Ellen Kaufman Dossick.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, if you want to be on the program with us, 1-800-555-5453. We have an open line. You can give us a call. If you just want to say hi, give us a call to say hello. Don't be shy. Or if you have a question or a comment on what you're hearing today, please do give us a call. 1-800-555-5453. I'll say it one more time so you can write it down. 1-800-555-5453. It is obviously a toll-free number. The station gladly pays for the call. Thank you, HealthyLife.net. Ellen Kaufman's up.
So we have the scene in which the divine masculine is in the heavens and the divine feminine is here on earth with humankind in its 3D journey toward consciousness. And you know, our history has been written by the patriarchy, and so the historical version of this, his story, is that from his perspective, it was humankind and the divine feminine who was in exile from the full divine. But the reality, actually, when we look at it carefully, is that all the juicy stuff was happening here on Earth, and humankind was living, and families were being made, and children were being born, and wars were being fought, and inventions were being discovered, and all that stuff was unfolding. Evolution was unfolding here in the material world, the world of matter, of mater, of mother, the mother world. The mother world is the world of matter, the world where life matters, where things come into form and are substantial. And the divine masculine couldn't be a part of this, had to just watch and observe from a great distance. And hope to God, literally, that he wouldn't be forgotten. And attempted to make his presence known, and attempted to do things so that he wouldn't be forgotten.
Okay, hold on. We have a call, and Ellen's going to finish her sentence, paragraph, thought here, and then we'll hear from somebody.
Great. And But the reality is that being apart from all the juicy unfolding for him was very much like the experience of the masculine throughout our world history, in which the masculine has frequently been absent from home and away at war or business or travel or imprisonment or discovery or exploration or building or creating or making, all the things that the masculine does. And in that, I mean, if we look at our military families, we have a really good experience of this. We know what that experience is like as the masculine has to miss all sorts of things happening in the family, the birth of children and the first words and the illness of family members and big family milestones and the passing of family members. And all those pieces breaks his heart that it's his loss. It's a great sadness that he misses all of that and he can't participate in it. And so we have, you know, the experience of the masculine being separated from the family, being one of loss and heartbreak, and other experiences, which we'll talk about in a moment, that come from being separated from all the juiciness of family life. And we would love to hear the question.
Let's hear from our caller, your comment, your question. This is, the caller is, my board tells me, Sharon.
Wayne, hi, it's your cousin Sharon.
Hi, it's cousin Sharon. I called to say
I'm listening, and it's an amazing story, and I'm learning a lot, and I wanted just to say hello.
Yay!
Fantastic. Yeah. This is my cousin Sharon Levitt Jassy, who is a number of years younger than I, lives here in San Diego, but we literally grew up together in the south side of Chicago. Our mothers, our late mothers, were sisters. Sharon, I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the program, today there's on the Hebrew calendar is my mother's yard site, your Aunt Roberta's yard site. And what a great, great pleasure it is to have you call the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I lit a candle for her this morning. So I'm thinking about her and thinking about you. So I wanted to wish you the best, and I'm really enjoying the program.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And your daughter Serena, is one more year till she goes off to college, or is this it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Next year. Yeah. Well, we'll get together.
Thank you so much
together.
For calling.
Okay.
It's Sharon.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Great.
And anyone else who'd like to call and say hello, we're at 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. The same way that we just heard from Sharon, and we have come to the in radio we call the hard break of this segment. And so after these messages, we'll be back with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. I am Rabbi Wayne Dossick, and today we're talking about the history and the herstory of the world and what is going on in our lives. We'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
We're back. This is Spirit Talk Live, Journeys into Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick with my soul and mate and love, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the author channel of the internet publication The Cosmic Times, www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. Ellen continues with her story of the herstory and the history of the world. And Ellen, I hope we're getting to find out how this story is affecting us so deeply right now.
I hope we get there. So, yeah.
Well, you have to get there because the show's booked 3 months into the next year. It'll be a while before you can come back. So
the story continues.
Get us there, girl.
So, when the masculine is absent and misses out on all of the lovely and difficult and challenging things that happen in families and communities, and you know, his heart is broken, and he has such grief around all that he's lost that can never be made up again, no matter, you know, how many letters he gets and how many stories he hears. The other thing that accompanies the masculine who is absent from all the action is he ends up feeling guilty around not being there to carry his fair share, to help people out. And another experience that he carries is the experience of shame that comes from his inability to protect those he loves and keep them from being hurt. You know, oftentimes he's off trying to defend his community and his family, and no matter how honorable his service is, they end up getting hurt and injured anyway while he's away. And there's a shame about that, about really not being able to fulfill his role. And the fourth experience that the separated out masculine has is a feeling of hurt, that those hurt feelings that come from being excluded. You'll remember when you were really little and you, on the playground, you went up to a group of kids and you asked if you could play with the game that they were playing with them, and they said, no, go away, we don't want you. And you remember you walked away, you know, sort of with your chin held high, trying to not let them see your tears, but your feelings were really hurt. And so he returns, perhaps to his family, and around the dinner table, listens to all sorts of stories that they're telling that he has no idea what they're talking about because he missed out on them. And his feelings are hurt at being excluded. And so, you know, we know from all the studies of PTSD that when the man returns, or the woman, or anyone who has been apart from the family returns, they don't begin to feel the grief, the guilt, the shame, and the hurt until they return. And it is the same with the divine masculine. In heaven, when we're not embodied, when we don't matter, we don't feel all these things. It's only when we return to earth and we begin to matter that all the feelings come up. And so the trick to this is that all of us carry both the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So all of us, that divine masculine part of us is returning. It's landing on earth as heaven returns to earth. And we return with those feelings of grief and guilt and shame and hurt. And throughout our history, you know, humans have not been so evolved. We've been very immature. And when we are so immature, it's very difficult to carry those challenging feelings of grief, guilt, shame, and hurt. And like little children, we have to project them out. Our containers are not strong enough to hold those feelings ourselves. And so we project them out onto others, and we make them so that they don't have to belong to us. And so rather than feel guilty, we blame others. And rather than feeling shame at our smallness, we puff ourselves up and exaggerate and self-aggrandize so that we look better than we really are. And instead of feeling hurt, we lash out at others and make them hurt more than we do, or we go numb with addictions. And rather than feeling the grief of loss, we become control freaks so that we hold on tight, so that maybe, you know, we kid ourselves into believing that then we can never lose anything ever again. And we're watching all of this being played out in front of us as many people in the world, including our President of the United States, act out all of these projections, the lashing out at others, the self-aggrandizement, the exaggeration to make ourselves look better, the blaming others rather than accepting any responsibility ourselves, and the, you know, really holding on tight to what has been in the hopes that, you know, we don't lose it.
And so, Ellen, our hearts have to crack open, don't they? Our hearts have to crack open so that we are able to take in this this connection that has to happen again. And tomorrow, December 21st, is the solstice. So how is that going to help or hinder this process of re-engagement?
Our hearts have to crack open because if the divine masculine in all of us is returning, and heaven is landing on earth, what that means is the divine masculine and the divine feminine are becoming one again. And we are looking at the beginning of a process of sacred marriage, of divine union, of coming into oneness consciousness. And when the divine masculine and the divine feminine become united again, where are they going to live? They can't go and live in heaven and be separated from this earth plane, and they can't comfortably live on this earth plane, which has become the mother world, which is the really the home of the divine feminine. So where will they make their home together? They will make their home together in our hearts. And that's why we need to crack open our hearts, so that there is room for our hearts to become the new home for the divine masculine and the divine feminine together. And in that, then, perhaps we will be able to grow into ourselves and be conscious enough, mature enough, whole enough to be able to hold sense of grief and guilt and shame and hurt. Because if we can hold them, if we can be in equal step with those feelings, if we can walk in compassion with ourselves and those feelings, with the experience of the divine masculine, then those feelings will transform and we will become larger versions of ourselves.
And so when we come back, we'll find out what the key to recognizing the divinity all around us is, and what it means for tomorrow, for the solstice, and what it means for this coming new year, which begins in just 10 days or so. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with Ellen Kaufman Dossick. Stick with us, because there is big news coming about what's going on in this world in the coming days. Come on the journey. Join in the quest.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
We're here for our last segment of this secular year. Although our year at HealthyLife.net goes October to October, because that's when we began way back, I think, 8 years ago, something like that. We're so glad, so happy to be part of the HealthyLife.net family with the visionary founder, Linda McKenzie, and the extraordinary producer, Jay Cruz. We're delighted to be part of this family. So back in sometime between 1260 and 1328, it's a long time ago, Meister Eckhart, who was a priest and a mystic, said, "Oh, teach me in each moment of every now to know that you are the here in all my wandering, and the yes in all my wondering, and the love in nothing less than everything." It's a magnificent statement of the totality, the total beingness of God. And so it seems to me, Ellen, that what you are saying is that the way for healing and reconnection, re-engagement to take place is to recognize the divine all around us, and the divine brings us to love.
So, absolutely. So if heaven is landing on earth and the divine masculine is coming home, and the divine feminine and divine masculine are making their home in our hearts, then all of a sudden there's no up and down anymore, and our orientation orientation moves from a vertical orientation to a horizontal orientation. And we can imagine then that all the light and love, the great creativity of the masculine and the abundance and power of the feminine are moving out from our heart space, almost like there's a halo around our heart, and it's moving out and out and out in a vertical fashion, in a horizontal fashion. And that's an entire new way of being in the world. And so, you know, it's very much like living in a hurricane right now, as everything is really tossed on its head as we move from the vertical to the horizontal. And you can imagine then that we move into that fifth dimensional relationality in which there's only relationship, and there is only that namaste relationship. That namaste relationship that the divine in me acknowledges, sees, knows the divine in you was put together, was summarized by the great philosopher Merton Buber, who talked about the I-thou relationship, and it's I-thou. And we can imagine then that all of our world becomes that hyphen, that love that flows between the I and the thou. And if that love and light, that compassion and truth, if all of that is flowing out then between all of us and everything, then the vibration all around us and within us and in our world raises and raises and raises. It gets higher and higher. And so what guidance tells us is that 2018 is a year of tremendous turmoil and tumult. It's a year of tremendous change and transition, because as the vibration raises and the frequencies go up and become smaller, and we are more and more and more conscious of the divinity all around us and within us, then everything has to shift and change, because we're in the process of transformation. And we're beginning to see that even now, but certainly with the solstice tomorrow, there is a great cracking open of all hearts. There is a great opening, and we will watch our world begin to move in unprecedented ways.
So what you're saying is that all this, are you saying, that all this pain and all this discomfort and all this upheaval and chaos that we've been experiencing for so long now, are you saying that it's on its way to being complete?
No, it's on its way to growing larger.
Oh, no! What do we do then?
We love. We just love. We just know that it is all perfect because it is all an expression of the divine. And, you know, birthing is messy. And sometimes it's been painful. And we're birthing. And the world is birthing. And it's a wonderful thing when the cervix opens and dilates. And that's what's happening tomorrow. And so I think 2018 is going to be a year of tremendous transformation. And so it may be uncomfortable, but it will also open us into a larger version of who we are and what's real.
Well, Ellen, I love you, and I love you for being on the program today. And we thank you so much for not only for being here today, but for being this incredible spiritual channel who brings these messages from the other side to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the program, and thank you for all that you do to make our world a better place.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to
and,
be here.
I'm sure you'll be on the program again
with
a number of months to tell us what's going on then and how the chaos of 2018 will affect us as well. So we thank you, and we thank Doc Collins, our extraordinary musician, who plays our theme song each and every week. And, again, the wonderful folks at HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie, the visionary founder, and Jay Cruz, the extraordinary producer, who have made us at Spirit Talk Live part of the HealthyLife.net family for these, 8 years or so now. We're very, very happy and very proud to be part of this wonderful radio station. Next month, friends, it'll be January 17th. My guest will be Rhonda Mason, a licensed clinical social worker, master of social work, to talk about spiritual coaching. Rhonda is a magnificent therapist and social service worker, and now she adds a new component to her quiver of modalities, spiritual coaching. So we'll find out what is spiritual coaching, how does it differ from traditional therapy, how does it, the religious aspect, whether it be Rhonda's Judaism or Christianity or Islam, help solve life's issues and enrich a noble existence. It's a fascinating look into how holiness enters into the secular realm. So, again, I wish you all a happy end of Hanukkah, a blessed Christmas, a sweet and a happy and a good new year. And until we meet again in January, be good and do good, be sweet and be holy. Tune your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness, you are sourced to strive for the recognition and the reality, one God, one world, one people. The power and the promise of Eden on Earth once again. That is why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. Until next month, Shalom, Salam, Pax, Peace.